The last-ditch appeal for a casino in Kenosha lends itself to a nice tagline.
What we say is Menominee Bucks for Milwaukee Bucks.
That's Gary Besaw. He's chairman of the Menominee Tribe. Besaw says the tribe, in conjunction with Hard Rock International, are prepared to offer the state up to $220 million to help finance a new basketball arena in Milwaukee. Governor Walker's budget calls for the state to borrow $220 million for the project while cutting other programs.
In addition to keeping the Bucks here in Milwaukee, this move frees taxpayer money Governor Walker currently has earmarked for a new arena. That public money can now be redirected to support University of Wisconsin, senior care, roads, and other critical needs.
Besaw says the tribe and Hard Rock International would also increase by $25 million the amount they would cover if the Potawatomi loses business at their casino in Milwaukee. Governor Walker said the reason he denied a Kenosha casino was because the state might become liable for covering other tribes' losses. In total, the Menominee and Hard Rock International value their deal for Wisconsin at $1.7 billion. Most would come in the form of revenue sharing, along with $220 million for an arena and $275 million to potentially reimburse other tribes. Jim Allen is president of Hard Rock International. He says a Kenosha casino would definitely generate enough money to cover the deal.
The reality is you have 8.2 million people within this particular market that we think is completely untapped, specifically when you look at greater than 80% by the governor's own study coming from the Illinois marketplace. So that's number one.
Allen says even if the governor does not change his mind, Hard Rock International will move forward with the casino somewhere else in the region.
It's going to happen. And this is the only proposal that backstops the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin and backstops the Ho-Chunk and the Potawatomi tribes. So if people think that's not happening, I can assure you my opinion is it will happen. Hopefully it'll be on the Wisconsin side of the border. But we have been approached.
The Menominee tribe could only benefit from a casino in Wisconsin. Governor Walker has not responded to the offer. He's in London, but aides indicate he won't change his mind. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss released a statement commending the tribe for not giving up. The president of the Bucks says the team will continue focusing on the governor's plan and working with local governments. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.